This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Tom Lipscomb. I'm the CEO of a company called The Successful Customer, or a management consulting firm. We focus on customer success and net retention. And in particular, how much you spend and how much like things like a renewal or an upsell is worth to you.
Tom, how are you involved with user adoption?
So if I look at the critical reason for companies and customer success organizations to understand how much they should spend on something like a renewal, it helps drive, and really the reason for doing that is to understand how much should be spent and where. And clearly, user adoption is a big part of that. It tends to be front-end loaded. So understanding the resources you have as a customer success team and how to best utilize those resources, especially once a prospect converts to a customer, is incredibly important.
Tom, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
I think on the success side, it's pretty simple. It's to accelerate time to value. So I think that should always be in user adoption people's focus versus how many people are using the software. On the challenge side, I think it's to look at and understand what the impact of adoption is into the customer outcomes, and in particular, the first customer outcome, the one associated with time to value. So I think it's really key that everyone understands their customers, and in particular, like their customer renewal team, analogous to a sales customer buying team, and who at your customer relative to your product is involved needs to not only adopt the product, but understand the adoption and really actually understand those personas. So as an example, if you look at a CRM, someone who provides software like a customer relationship management system or really Salesforce automation, someone like Salesforce.com, really the adoption they're looking for typically to hit their first milestones is management, sales executives, running charts, looking at data. That is the first step and the single most important part of adoption. Sure, you love users using it, but what's critical early on is for management to look at those reports. Because to be honest, that's a lot of the reason organizations buy sales software. With that said, once you look and you know management has adopted it, the adoption of users becomes something that you can refine, because you can go to sales management and say you don't get a complete picture. We're not saying this usage, which we think would give you better data. That approach is unique to every company. I think the other thing that everybody needs to understand is that the adoption needs to be aligned. And I guess I mean initial adoption needs to be aligned with those initial outcomes. So you'll see a lot, people in onboarding will teach the customer, quote, like how to do everything. Here's everything that our software can do. Sometimes they'll be very proud of like a champion or a super user who understands the entire, your entire feature set of capabilities that you're providing. But honestly, your goal in adoption shouldn't be to get everyone to that level. Mm-hmm. It should be getting everyone adopting those features that are going to drive that initial outcome. I think, you know, that kind of touches both sides. I think in one side it's a challenge, and the other side it is kind of the way in which you guarantee success and understand actually the goal of user adoption, which once again, like I say this a lot, I answer these questions at a high level, but the reality is that the real answers, who should be adopting, who your buying team is, what your initial outcomes are that are aligned with time to value are unique to your company.
And Tom, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
The best advice I can give is to understand what optimal user adoption is. And I'll go back to a sales analogy, but you need to figure out this one for your own company. If you think about it, I think most sales executives would say, salespeople using your software a lot is not a good thing. Because there's this common statement that I think is always true. You want your salespeople selling. So sometimes we look at adopting a number of users and how often they're using it. And I think you need to look at your customer base and understand what the optimal amount of usage is, and then define and drive your adoption around that, not simply a focus on or metric associated with we want a lot of people using it all the time. I think the second thing, and I run into it a lot because I look at and try to help companies understand kind of like how they optimally apply their resources. Basically, how many people do you hire or how much do you spend on customer success? And one of the things in adoption, sometimes people forget, is new users. So I tend to work with high growth companies. There's a fair amount of attrition these days, and not bad things, just people moving around, especially in customer success, to different jobs. Mm-hmm. And so there's always kind of a need for understanding users, especially new users coming in, and how to get them to adopt the platform. And I think in a more eloquent way than online communities or them having to exert all the effort to understand how to utilize what you provide without having some sense of kind of an adoption strategy by cohort would probably be the best way I could put it.
And Tom, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
So probably the easiest way is to go to my website. It's thesuccessfulcustomer.com. Hopefully easy to remember. But honestly, I'm pretty accessible. Feel free to reach out to me. I'm tom@thesuccessfulcustomer.com. If you mention this podcast in the subject line, I get a lot of emails. I'm more likely to focus on it, to be honest. Or just connect to me on LinkedIn. But once again, you know, you get a lot of sales pitches these days on LinkedIn. So just reference it. Say, hey, Tom, I heard you. Would you mind chatting? And I'll do my best to get on the phone with you and in particular give you some thoughts about your particular challenges and opportunities in user adoption versus kind of the high-level, more generic things you might see in a blog.
Great. Well, thanks, Tom.
Oh, you bet.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.